good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is your host, Neil Heaver. Tonight, we have the Artistic Director of Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater, that's Charles Richter, with us to talk about the 36th season in this year, 2016, 36 years of Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater. So welcome to WDIY, Charlie. Thanks for being here.
Oh, good evening, Neil, and it's a pleasure to be back at the station.
Okay, so let's see what we have chosen this year. Gypsy in the Heights and Growl are the three shows that will be offered this year. Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater now, pretty much that's kind of a standard thing. You do three shows, and one of them is a specifically geared towards children.
Yeah, that's right. We've over the past 36 years, we've gone through a variety of different seasonal permutations, but with the last 15 years or so, we've settled on doing three musicals each summer, two major stage musical productions, and an original musical for children.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have worked very, very well. And we are still up and running after 36 years. It's pretty amazing. I started with Curtis Stretch and Jeremy Slavin in the summer of 1981. And, in fact, Neil, you were in the company in the summer of 1981.
It was a lot of hard work to get the first season up and running. But
right.
as they say, look at it now.
Yeah, I think the first summer we were crazy because we decided out of the box that we were going to mount three major musicals in a very short period of time with a single group of actors, and it was a pretty insane process. But we were very young then, 36 years ago.
I think it was an actor-tech combination,
yes,
too. So when you weren't sawing and nailing, you were acting, rehearsing, and when you weren't rehearsing, you were sawing and nailing.
Exactly. We were basically working around the clock. And after a few years of refinement and maturity, we came up with a formula that we can still live our lives sanely, but at the same time, turn out work of extraordinary quality.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the shows, and we'll start with, how about the original children's show? It's called Growl, and it's by a company called A Doppelscope Creation, and it says here that it turns the story of Goldilocks on its furry little ear. Explain.
Yes,
what does that mean?
Yes. Doppelscope is a puppet people company from Brooklyn, founded by a woman named Aura Fruchter, and in conjunction with one of our Muhlenberg alums, Christopher Scheer, who's a wonderful actor and one of our probably most successful alum performers. He's a professional clown and puppeteer. He worked with the Jim Henson Company, and he's an extraordinary young man. And Aura is a gifted puppeteer, puppet builder, and writer and director. And for the past three summers, they have been developing new children's musicals that, in a very ingenious way, mix puppets and human beings. Our first 2 years ago, we did a show called Gruff, which was based on the Three Billy Goats Gruff. Last summer, we did a show called Grimm, which was based on Grimm's fairy tales. This summer, we have Growl. And Growl is probably the craziest, most sort of hilarious one they've done. And it is an adaptation of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. But in this case, Goldilocks is a sort of over-anxious sixth grader who is interested in STEM subjects, science, technology, and goes into the forest to do some research on animal habitats and ends up usurping the bears. There is, of course, like in Goldilocks, the three bears, a mama bear, papa bear, and a baby bear. And in this case, the baby bear becomes the detective who's trying to figure out who is disrupting their house and eating their porridge.
Uh-huh. And is this where part of the interactive comes in for children?
Yes, it has a very interactive feel to it. What's fascinating about this production, which I think kids are going to find really, really compelling, is that most of the characters in this piece are puppets that are controlled by people who are dressed as animals. It is a musical. There's a wonderful score by Toby Singer, who has been the resident composer with Doppelscope for the past 3 years, and some fabulous puppets that are really going to come alive. And I know I have a great fascination with puppets, and kids can really grow from watching these wonderful dolls come to life.
Mm.
And I think it's going to be a unique experience, really unlike anything that's ever been seen in the Lehigh Valley, and a great way for kids to experience theater and musical theater for the first time.
It says it's recommended for ages 4 and up.
Yep.
And I also see that cast members are available after the show to talk to the audience.
We have a really good educational component in our children's theater productions, following each production. We do workshops with any child that wants to attend. You just sign up for the workshop before the show, and we have two terrific, well-trained workshop leaders who are going to bring kids into an intimate relationship with the puppets and learn about how puppets work, and they're going to also learn about the issues raised in the play. So it's not only an exciting experience in the theater, but a very exciting, very interactive experience after the play. So it's a great morning or afternoon to spend with kids, and something really unique to the Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater.
And I see here the dates for that are June 29th through July 30th, and the show times Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., runs about an hour, and that's in the Studio Theater at the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance. We'll provide contact information at the end of the program tonight, so folks who want to get tickets or find out more, they can call or go online. That sounds like a lot of fun that parents and grandparents can participate in theater with their children.
Yeah, well, I think the thing about the Doppelskop work is that while children just really are enamored with it, this is our third summer, and already people have been contacting us how excited they are to come back to see the third play in the Doppelskop trilogy.
The trilogy.
Yes. It's also these shows, adults really, really like them. They are enchanted by the ingenuity of the work of the puppets and the people. And I think there's a kind of whimsical mindset that is very, very appealing in the work of Aura Fruchter and Chris Scheer. And our students have really grown from working with them. They're now teaching in the Department of Theater and Dance puppetry and clowning. Hmm. And we have a great relationship with them.
It seems to me that fairy tales are really universal in a way. And when you sort of reimagine them and make them fresher, that they take on a new life.
Oh, yeah, and I think the kind of creativity that Doppelskop approaches their work is the kind of creativity that children can really respond to on a very visceral level. It's great stuff.
Let's talk next about In the Heights. And In the Heights is the same composer who created Hamilton.
Right. This was the first major work by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It won several Tony Awards on its Broadway run, and it's a wonderful musical. I saw the show in its original production in New York a few years ago, and I was completely taken with it. Lin-Manuel Miranda is now a certified genius. He won the MacArthur Genius Fellowship. But watching the show, he not only has a deep appreciation for his culture. The show is set in the Dominican neighborhood of Washington Heights in Upper Manhattan, but he also has a deep understanding of how the American musical works, and has done a terrific melding, both in the Heights and in Hamilton, in merging contemporary musical styles, hip hop, rap, and in this show there's a very large Latin influence also, melding these styles together to come up with a form that really speaks to contemporary audiences. I think in a way, Lin-Manuel Miranda is causing something of a revolution on Broadway. Hamilton looks like it's going to be headed to be the most successful musical production in history. But it's a success that's truly well deserved. In the original production of In the Heights, he not only starred in the production but wrote the music and lyrics. And he is a fabulous lyricist. If you've heard the Hamilton recordings, he's a real poet of the theater. And I think In the Heights also has that kind of quality. It's wonderful, wonderful lyrics. It's a very, very heartwarming story. And it's something that I think, even though it's situated within the world of a specific ethnic culture, it's a story, and it deals with emotions and issues of family and how we work as a community that I think everybody will be able to relate to and also have a terrific time in the theater.
It seems like parts of New York are just great places to kick off a story. I mean, and if you think in the history of theater, West Side Story and
Guys and Dolls,
but
in this case, he's really brings us in to an ethnic enclave, and the thing that's sort of unique about In the Heights is that he views this ethnic enclave not as a place full of problems, but a place full of life and energy and really sort of positive people doing wonderful things. And I think it's a really uplifting story about how parents and children interact, how the centrality of family within Hispanic culture. And I think people will just have a wonderful time. And it's a great honor for us to be doing the professional premiere of In the Heights in the Lehigh Valley.
And it's interesting to see a specific part of Latin culture being covered in Dominican origination. There are a lot of folks who have family members there that live here in the United States, that travel back and forth.
And we have a large Dominican population
in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. And it seems like that's just sort of ripe for theater and for discussion as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the American musical has, you know, dealt in depth with a variety of kind of ethnic settings. And I think what Miranda has managed to do is to really bring the diverse feel of America onto the stage in a way that has been more effective than anyone else. He's retold American history in the context of rap culture, and in the Heights, he lets us in a very, very intimate, wonderful way into Hispanic family culture, and I think that's something that audiences are going to really enjoy, and I think open their eyes to other ways of seeing the world.
In the Heights will run from July 13th through the 31st. And that's Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. And that will be in the Dorothy Hess Baker Theater. That's, of course, also at the Trexler Pavilion for theater and dance. Well, Charlie, we're going to take a short break, but I want you to stick around because we need to talk about Gypsy, which will be coming up in this summer season as well. A show that's been done before. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the history of that at MSMT, Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater, and about the new show that's being mounted when we return. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Neil Heaver.
Beer lovers, it's time to celebrate. WDIY is proud to present our first ever Homebrew Fest, an afternoon of beer tasting featuring over 25 of the Lehigh Valley's best homebrewers, with live music from the Barrel House Brothers, Saturday, June 25th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ice House in Bethlehem. For tickets and information, visit wdiy.org. Cheers!
Folk music, from the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world, you'll find it all on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is Neil Heaver, joined by Charles Richter from Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater. He's the artistic director, and they're offering this year Growl, which is a new play based upon the old Goldilocks story, In the Heights, and also Gypsy. And 23 years ago, Gypsy was offered at Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater in 1993, and now you have a new staging of it. Why don't we talk a little bit about the 1993 staging, because I guess that was the first time it had been done at Muhlenberg.
Yeah, we did Gypsy originally in 1993 in the Empey Theater, which is our large, the sort of in the white Baker,
the big white building,
on Shoe Street, designed by Philip Johnson, and it has a massive stage, and we did a very, very massive production on a very large stage in a very large room. It was quite successful, and it featured Joan Barber as Mama Rose. Joan was a figure in Lehigh Valley Theater for many years in the 90s. And Steve Hatzey also worked in the show. Again, Steve was a great favorite in the Lehigh Valley. He was the theater director at Allen High School for a while. He's since gone on for a theater career in Philadelphia. It's always a great pleasure to revisit one of the great American musical theater classics. At the core of the mission of the Summer Music Theater is to bring the best in the American musical theater repertoire to the stages. And many, many writers and critics and scholars of the history of the American musical will cite Gypsy as perhaps the finest musical ever created on the American stage.
There are three big names who have written it, Arthur Lawrence, Jule Stein, and then Stephen Sondheim.
And, Sondheim, Stein, and Lawrence wrote the piece, but most importantly, I think, in the development of Gypsy was a figure, Jerome Robbins, who directed and choreographed the original production. And if you know anything about how musicals are made, a figure like Jerome Robbins in the middle of the process is the one that really forms the show. And Robbins is responsible for three of the greatest musicals in the American musical theater repertoire: West Side Story, which will be running simultaneously with Gypsy. West Side Story will be at Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival,
right.
And we'll be doing Gypsy. West Side Story was Robbins' first major success that was written with Bernstein and Sondheim. Gypsy was next, and then Robbins was the key player in the development of Fiddler on the Roof about 6 years later. His mark is really on the show in that it's a beautifully integrated musical where everything serves the core story. The Gypsy is an unusual musical in that it sort of breaks every rule of the American musical. It does not have a love story at its center. It's in fact a probing psychological drama about how parents and children interact.
Yeah.
It's a show that long before musicals went. I mean, well, West Side Story is a show that had very, very dark implications, but Gypsy has a very dark tone to it. But the whole enterprise, the whole Gypsy enterprise, is leavened by an astonishing score by Jule Stein and Stephen Sondheim, which is just a raft of hits.
Yeah.
Everything's Coming Up Roses, Together Wherever We Go, Let Me Entertain You. It's funny because living in the rehearsal hall with the musical, it's one of those shows that the music never leaves your head, and the songs are just beautifully expressive of the story. The show was originally created around the personality of Ethel Merman, who played Mama Rose in the original production. But through the years, the show has shown great resilience in several Broadway revivals with some of the top actresses in the American theater. It's sort of the Hamlet of musicals for women.
Let's talk about the main character. Let's talk about Rose and the portrayal of Rose. Now,
right.
Ethel Merman being this great figure who could sing to the back
Merman,
of the house.
Merman had this huge voice and was, on a certain level, not that great an actress, but at the same
thinking.
Time, she had a kind of vulgar presence that was very organic to the character of Mama Rose. I think Robbins and Arthur Lawrence knew that if she played the role, the play would happen the way they wanted it to happen. And her performance in the piece was legendary. The songs demand a huge voice. Mama Rosa's songs demand a huge voice. They're all sort of amazing tour de forces for a singer. And Merman could do that better than anybody. But as the show has been revived through the years, some of the great actresses on the American stage, and especially on the American musical stage, have taken it up. Angela Lansbury do it in the mid-1970s. I saw Tyne Daly do it in the 90s. Recently, Patti LuPone has done it. And in this production, we are blessed with a fabulous actress, Mia Scarpa, who's a Muhlenberg grad. She graduated from Muhlenberg a little over 10 years ago. Last summer, she sort of tore the place up with our production of Hello, Dolly. And my feeling was she would be a great Rose, and I think audiences are going to find her to be a great Rose.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the movement from somebody like Ethel Merman, who could sing to the back of the house and maybe had not the greatest of acting skills, but could pull it off.
Yeah.
To portrayals of it having more gravitas.
Yeah.
As time goes on, and Mia is someone that you chose to bring back to not only accomplish the singing but also the acting part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mia is an actress of an astonishing emotional resource who's not afraid to make risky choices and certainly has the ability to take over a scene in the way. This is a play about a woman who is living in a world of men who was trying to have her family succeed. She's a woman who can be very, very overbearing, and Mia, in fact, in life, she's a delightful person who isn't the least bit overbearing. but on stage, she can really be very forceful. Mm-hmm. Which is something that's very, very necessary. And also, she is an astonishing singer who has an enormous range and an extremely expressive approach to musical theater singing that works very, very well for this material. Julie Stein, who wrote the piece, it was interesting because when you read in the history books that when the show was originally conceived, the idea was for Stephen Sondheim to write the music and lyrics. But when they approached Ethel Merman to do the show, she said she would not do it if Stephen Sondheim wrote the music. She wanted to have a composer who had a proven track record of writing great songs for leading ladies. Mm. And Julie Stein was very much that person. He had written Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. He had written many, many pop hits. And he had a way of writing for the female voice that Merman was very comfortable with. And I think it really paid off. The songs just sit amazingly well on Mia's voice, just the way they have sat well on several other singer voices. Stein went on to write, for example, Funny Girl for Barbara Streisand, and this was his specialty. And it's an amazing piece. It was interesting, though. Sondheim, of course, was very miffed when they took him off the composing end of the project. Mm. But Sondheim's mentor, Oscar Hammerstein, who was, of course, one of the great musical writers, musical theater writers of our time, and sort of served as a surrogate father for Stephen Sondheim, said to Sondheim, "Look, you have a chance to work with some of the top people in the business here. Don't pass it up." And he stayed on the project as the lyricist, and the lyrics for the songs are just tremendous.
One of the songs, in listening again to all the songs of that. To me is very intriguing is Everything's Coming Up Roses,
right?
Because it's buoyant and it has this sort of flashy stage kind of sound to it, but when you listen to the lyrics you realize it's a very sort of desperate and a kind of heartbreaking song.
Right. Many of these songs sort of, were able to be separated from the show as hits, but at the same time in their dramatic context they take on very, very different meanings.
Yes.
I think people will be astonished when they see the show, really how deep and meaningful and how dramatically effective the music is in the show. And I think that this was the hallmark of what Robbins did with the musical, was basically taking the attitude that the song has to move the story forward. And if it doesn't, it's not going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, there isn't a moment in Gypsy where we're not forging ahead with the plot, not forging ahead with the relationships. It has a kind of narrative drive that very few other musicals have, and is able to take us into territory that other musicals haven't just by its sheer facility with the musical theater form. Which is why I think most critics will say, if not the greatest American musical, but it's the top of a lot of people's lists, it is certainly one of the top five or six, and it's one that is going to sort of, the way operas like Madame Butterfly and Tosca and, the Puccini and Verdi repertoire has dominated the opera world, Gypsy will always be a major work in the musical theater world. And it's always a show that people like to see several times because every artist who attempts it will put a different spin on it. I think Mia's Mama Rose is profoundly different than the other Mama Roses I've seen, but it's one that I think is very dramatically satisfying and extremely entertaining. Along with Mia, we have a wonderful supporting cast, Jared Yuskoskis, who just finished a terrific run in Assassins at Civic Theater, one of the most accomplished of our Lehigh Valley actors. He's the theater director at Moravian Academy. His production of Big Fish just won the Freddie for Best Small High School Production at the Freddie Awards. He's a wonderful actor, very, very well trained. In the role of Louise, the Gypsy Rose Lee, we have Lillian Pritchard, who starred in our fall production at Muhlenberg of Chicago. She's a wonderful actress and singer who really just brings an enormous, again, depth and vitality to the role of Mama Rose. And Zoe Briggs, who's, again, a Lehigh Valley local, graduate of Moravian Academy, graduate of Muhlenberg College, is playing Baby June, and, again, brings a great deal of skill and power to her portrayal.
And what I think is really interesting about this is this combination of students, and there's a big right. program at the college. It's just right. is gigantic. It's taken off over the years, and a combination of professional
yeah.
community
and
actors
That's always been a hallmark of the summer theater. Yeah. We have professional principal actors. We have our top students playing major roles, and then we have several alumni, and it's great welcoming you back to our stage as Pop. As playing, you know, it's funny because now you've worked with the summer company over the years for the past 36 years,
yeah.
and now you're playing the fathers. And,
yeah. I've got the old guy pants thing. So, but that's okay.
But it's great having you. You've been a wonderful fixture in our theater for many, many years.
I think
it's
very
having you back on the stage.
It's very valuable as a student to work with people who have experience, and I think that that's an important part of the program. Because what you pick up from seeing an older, more experienced actor is invaluable, and it rubs off on you, and I think in very good ways, and makes you I think a better actor.
Yeah, and the other thing that the Summer Theater has always done, and we've been a great supporter of local musicians. We have a terrific professional orchestra that is really gonna. The Gypsy Orchestration is one of the greatest that has ever been made. And a spectacular physical production designed by Campbell Baird and John McKiernan. They're Phillipsburg natives, but they're both professors at the New York University School for the Arts. And I think our audience is going to be dazzled by what they see on the stage in this production of Gypsy. It really is going to look like a Broadway show.
Gypsy runs June 15th through July 3rd, and that's Wednesdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. That's in the Dorothy Hess Baker Theater. For information about Gypsy or In the Heights or Growl, all three shows this year at MSMT Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater, you can call 484-664-3333 or you can go online, muhlenberg.edu/smt. I'd like to thank Charles Richter, Artistic Director of Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater, for joining us for this edition of Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Break a leg.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.